This is JIS News coming up. JUTC urges students to collect smarter card before start of new school year. Property owners affected by beach erosion asked to contact NEPA. And St. Andrew youth get animation training. Details after the break.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net, close windows before dark, open windows and doors during fogging, cover your body as much as possible, and wear light-colored clothing. Protect yourself from mosquito-borne diseases. Do your part to prevent mosquito breeding in your surroundings. A message from the Ministry of Health.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, the JUTC, is urging students to collect their smarter cards this week in time for the start of the new school year. As of Monday, September 1, concession passengers, including students, will only be able to pay their fare on JUTC buses using their smarter cards. Students without the card will be required to pay the full $120.
What we are asking the students to do is to go by our centers and get their cards, those who had already signed up with us but didn't get the cards before they went off on holidays. And those who already have their cards, we are saying to them, go and top it up in preparation for Monday morning. Those who don't have any card, you need to go to the centers to get your cards up and running.
Marketing and communications manager at the JUTC, Clinton Clark. He was speaking in an interview with JIS News Wednesday. Property owners affected by beach erosion are being encouraged to contact the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, before attempting to rectify the problem. Director of Environmental Management and Conservation at NEPA, Anthony McKenzie, says persons who attempt to solve the problem on their own may be served with an enforcement notice for breaching beach control regulations. Mr. McKenzie says persons must first obtain a license before erecting any kind of structure to protect their property from beach erosion.
Right, they can apply to NEPA, to the NRCA, for a license to protect their property. We would review the proposal because we want to know that it is designed properly. Our engineers look at it. We want to know that it's not impacting negatively the environment and it's not impacting the neighbor's property. Where people go ahead and do things, then the law requires that some enforcement action be taken.
Mr. McKenzie says NEPA recently served an enforcement notice on a resident in Alligator Pond for erecting a beach erosion solution without the requisite license. Mr. McKenzie was speaking at a recent community meeting in Alligator Pond, Manchester. Two training programs have been introduced in Southeast St. Andrew for youth in the constituency. The programs will focus on basic introduction to animation and capitalizing on legitimate business opportunities available over the internet. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister and Member of Parliament for the area, Julian Robinson, says the animation component of the program will see partnerships with the Toon Boom to train 20 persons. The program is being facilitated at Community Access Points CAPS at the Jakes Road and McGregor Gardens Community Centres and on Deanery Road in the constituency. And 25 senior executives of the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, have benefited from a two-day training workshop in protocol and professional etiquette. The training was aimed at equipping the participants to more effectively lead their teams to manage relations with the public, both at the passport office and at the island's air and seaports. Speaking at the end of the exercise, consultant to the Governor General, Ambassador Evadne Coy, said it is important to master the art of protocol, as breaches have been known to cause tension and even wars between countries.
In business, such breaches can result in lost clients, accumulated complaints, and dwindling revenue. In relationships, frequent discourtesy is perceived as deliberate insults, which could lead to conflict, separation, and in the worst case, violence.
The training was carried out in partnership with the Tourism Product Development Company Limited, TPD Co. Executive Director of TPD Co, Dennis Hickey, says the training is crucial, as without the smooth management of people in and out of the island, the tourist industry suffers. That was the GIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.